Since we have 15 minutes, I thought I would divide this speech into three parts of 5 minutes each. One, I'd like to relate a few personal experiences that I had with Tony Maharaj, and also to review some of the siddhantas that he established all over the world, and also an expression of how Guru is one in regard to his life and teaching. So, Srila Swami Maharaj gave to the world the simplest succession, and he taught that there are three principles for attaining success in life, and that is associating with Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. And just as in the Western countries, there are three divisions of the government, that is the executive branch, the judicial branch, and the legislative branch, and they all establish each other, confirm each other, and help us understand each other. Similarly, there's Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. And Guru and Shastra help us understand Sadhu. Sadhu helps us understand Guru and Shastra, and they all work together. So, as Srila Gurudev Shivanarayan Maharaj mentioned this morning, Swami Maharaj came to a place, to the Western world, where people were even eating cow's flesh. So the Indians, those of you who are from India, cannot imagine the situation that Srila Swami Maharaj came to. There was absolutely no conception of Varnashram Dharma. Here in India there is, although not in its pure sense. But in America, where Srila Prabhupada first landed, the closest idea of a sannyasi was an old man who was rejected by his family sitting in the park and playing checkers. And the closest conception to a brahmachari was a young man being on some hallucinogenic drug and thinking, I am Brahman myself, and I'm creating the sun and the moon. So this was one obstacle, that there was no culture for Swami Maharaj to base Gaudiya philosophy on. So from scratch, from nothing, he established Varnashram Dharma all over the world and taught the principles of the Varnas, the four Varnas, and four Ashramas. Then another obstacle was the head of the Western civilization, who are the modern scientists who tried to establish and successfully establish that there is no God and that life comes from matter. So very extensively, in all of his books, Srila Swami Maharaj established, on morning walks he established, for example, in 1973, in Los Angeles, on the beach he would walk morning and destroy the nonsense so-called scientific philosophy that life comes from matter. One example he gave, because he was by the ocean, and the boat, or the sun rather, the sun was coming up from the ocean. So he said the scientists would say, first there was the ocean, and then out of the ocean came the sun. That's like somebody starting from 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 instead of starting from 1 in their counting. So of course the sun is always there, and at a certain time every day the sun comes up on the horizon, either on the horizon of land or water. And so many thousands of arguments Prabhupada gave. I was once on a morning walk with him in Boston in 1968, and came back, it was just Martha Kishore, myself, and Srila Swami Maharaj. And we passed by some trees and bushes, and Swami Maharaj picked one of the leaves off of the bush, and he said, "See how intricate this leaf is. There's a tree design right in the leaf, and it's so beautiful and symmetrical. The scientists say that all these trees and all nature came out automatically from nothing. But if they tried to make one leaf, there are millions of leaves with billions of varieties. If the scientists tried to create one leaf, their brain would perspire." And then he said, "Every year, in 1 or 2 months, during the season of autumn, all the leaves all over the country or all over the world change color. The green leaves change to brown, to yellow, to red. And if any artist or scientist tries to paint one tree, would take years and years. And yet they say that everything happens automatically." So that was another obstacle that Prabhupada used to establish Vaishnava Siddhanta. Then, of course, there's Mayavadi philosophy. And we were all steeped in every obstacle philosophy that there was. So right from the beginning of his lectures at 26 Second Avenue, where Srila Narayana Maharaj visited last year, Srila Swami Maharaj would speak from Sanatana Siksha, Lord Chaitanya's teaching, to Sanatana Goswami, as well as Lord Chaitanya's teaching to Srila Rupa Goswami, both in Madhyalila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, and destroy the Mayavadi philosophy. He said, for example, that the Mayavadis compare the living entity with a jug of water that's being gradually filled up with water. And while the jug is being filled up, it makes a gurgle-gurgle sound. But when the jug is completely filled, then it becomes silent. So the Mayavadis say that before self-realization, there's so much talking. But when one becomes self-realized, he becomes silent. He becomes one with the impersonal Brahman and becomes silent. So Swami Maharaj said, if one wants to make an analogy, there has to be so many similar points. But there's no similar point here. How can a living entity who's alive be compared with a dead water jug? Or he would say that they say that we're all God, but somehow or other we fell into illusion. So taking the position of both sides, he would say, he would take the part of the devotee and say, how has God fallen into illusion? He said, well, that is my lila. So the devotee says, but lila means full of pleasure, and your activities of becoming hogs and dogs are full of suffering. So how can you say that your illusion is lila? And this way, Prabhupada defeated all the various that were taking all the people of the Western world down to the hellish planet. In fact, he said that it's because of Mayavadi philosophy that reincarnation is going on through the different species. And therefore, he came to establish personalism. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pachyata Deshkarma. By the mercy of Swami Maharaj, we can understand the great acharyas of the past, and we can understand the message of the shastras. Similarly, by the great acharyas and by the shastras, we can understand the greatness of Srila Swami Maharaj. Those of you who are from India, you speak either Hindi, Bangla, or Sanskrit. But for us, we have never even heard the word Sanskrit when Swami Maharaj first came. And yet, he implanted on us Sanskrit and Bengali and Hindi. can tell it right from the beginning. Tasmat puram prabhavyetat, the yasu sreya uttamam, shabde parecha nisnatyam, brahmani upajamasrayam. The language he gave us, the principles of guru he gave us, the principles of happiness he gave us, sreya uttamam. He taught us that the difference between prayer and shreya. In prayer, just like a little baby, anything that he sees, he thinks, this is for my eating. So he'll pick up, those of you who are mothers, you can understand, they'll pick up an open safety pin and think, this is for my eating. So they'll get a momentary pleasure and long suffering. Where an adult, he'll pick and choose, this is for my eating and this is not, so he'll get long-term pleasure. So he's teaching us Sanskrit, he's teaching us what is Guru, that he must be full of knowledge and all the revealed scriptures, and not just that he knows all the revealed scriptures and he can win the argument, but he has to be completely detached, upasamasrayam. He has to be completely detached. How much? As much as Krishna is detached from material desires, Guru must be similarly detached. And even that's not enough. He has to have realization of Krishna. Then he can be Dikshaguru or Shikshaguru. Shikshaguru and Dikshaguru are one, he explained, because by giving Shiksha, the Shikshaguru also gives Diksha. And what is Diksha? Prabhupada taught right from the beginning. That he's giving Divya Gyan and taking away sinful reactions. Therefore, he must be himself Uttama. He must be realized, he must be Brahmani, he must be situated in Brahman. Otherwise, you can't take away sins. There are four kinds of sins, parabdha, aparabdha, kruta bij, avidya, and those four kinds of sins take the living entity all over the universes. So the guru has to be so high that he can take away all those kinds of sins and give divyajan. And what kind of divyajan? Knowledge of Vaishnava Tattva, Bhagava Tattva, Guru Tattva, Jiva Tattva, and what kind of Bhagava Tattva? Bhakti Tattva, Saran Bhakti, Bhava Bhakti, and Prema Bhakti. And what kind of Prema Bhakti? Praying, Smeha, Maran, Pranaya, all the way up to Mahabhava. So Prabhupada is giving us the language, he is giving us the knowledge, and by telling us what the scriptures say, then we can understand from the scriptures who Swami Maharaj is. Just like Swami Maharaj taught us, he gave us Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He taught us the life and precepts of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. How Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave us the teachings of Bhajana Rahasya, gave us the teachings of Jaiva Dharma, gave us all the beautiful bhajan, which Swami Maharaj is so famous for singing. And there are at least 100 bhajan pieces of Srila Swami Maharaj. Then, when we see the bhajans of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we can understand the glories and the powers, the prowess of somebody like Swami Maharaj. For example, earlier we sang one song to Gurudev. There's another one by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gurudev, Kavi Mor Sejim Hare. There, the disciple is asking from the guru for some benediction. It's not that we have to always go to the guru and tell him, oh, I'm in such and such maya, oh, I'm covered with so many arshas, what to do. Because Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Narottama Das Thakur, and other great stories have invested the power of freedom from all arshas and benediction of prema bhakti right in the very bhajan. So in Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's bhajan, we can understand the power of Srila Swami Maharaj. In that song, the disciple is praying, O Gurudev, when by your mercy, when will that auspicious day be mine, that in a secluded place I'll be able to chant the Hare Krishna mantra and the tumultuous pandemonium of material existence will cease to echo in my ears, and all roads for diseases of the body will be gone. When, by your mercy, by chanting Hare Krishna, will my body experience ecstatic rapture? And when will my hair stand on end in ecstasy? When will there be trembling in my body and tears falling down like rain from my eyes? When will I be stunned and just as in devastation? So the disciple is asking the guru for all those things. And the guru has the power to give all those things. He gives sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti, and prema bhakti. So also, by the mercy of Swami Maharaj, all of us came here today to take, not only today, but on the whole parikrama, we were attracted by Srila Narayana Maharaj, and that brought us over the seven seas to India. And by the mercy of Srila Narayana Maharaj, in the category of sadhu, we can understand the greatness of Swami Maharaj. Swami Maharaj writes, and he gave to a community all over the world who were just like animals, no different from animals. But still he's teaching right from 1966. He was writing and publishing and distributing his books. He had us distribute Krishna book, which has six chapters of Mahabhav, Adi Rud, and all the highest ecstasies of love of Krishna, and all the bus stands and airports, and all the greatest places of the world. So, in his books, he teaches sadhu sangha, sarva shastra hoy, that all the shastras say that only by the arrangement of sadhu sangha can one achieve perfection of life. So, having faith in these words, we all came and took shelter of Srila Narayana Maharaj. And by his mercy we understand the greatness of Prabhupada and what he wanted us to understand about himself and his book. I once very boldly, without any qualification, a year ago in the West, I asked Srila Gurudev, Srila Narayana Maharaj, can you tell me something about your pastimes in the spiritual world, like what you do there? So he said, as if annoyed, he said, I don't want to talk about these things. I want to talk about the prayers of Raghunath Das Goswami, like Stavavali, or the prayers of Rupa Goswami, like Stavamala. So it appears, because only somebody who's on the level of a pure devotee can understand his nature, activities, and siddhanta. So I couldn't understand at first. I thought he was just putting me off. But then, by his mercy later, I understood that he was actually giving us the glory of Srila Swami Maharaj by his answer. That is, the prayers, just as we're taught, just like yesterday at Vartana, Gurudev said, now repeat after me, Ha Devi, Takava, Gada Gada Yashu Vacha. And he's teaching us the highest prayers to become maidservants of Srimati Radharani and not use the excuse that I'm too fallen and wretched and stupid to beg for this mercy. So, he's requesting us, he's teaching us how to say these prayers. These prayers are for specific services to Srimati Radharani. Just as we have this song by Narottama Thakur. Jaya Jaya Radha Krishna, Jugala Kishore. When will I stand a divine couple? When will I feed them betel nuts? When will I anoint their fair and dark skin with sandalwood paste? When will I see their beautiful forms? So we're being requested to become Rupanuga, or followers of Rupa and Raghunath, and to pray for all the services that they are already engaged in. So therefore we can understand that Srila Swami Maharaj, who is already the perfect follower of Srila Rupa and Srila Raghunath, and is already on the Siddha platform, we can understand that he's already engaged in all of those activities, the same exact activities as Rupa Manjari and Rati Manjari and all of their daily activities. So in this way, Prabhupada gave us these three principles that we can understand his greatness, understand the greatness of Shastra, understand the greatness of sadhu. We knew nothing of any Bengali language, and yet, even so far back in 1967, he was teaching us such beautiful songs. And when I heard the other evening Srila Tripitaka Maharaj sing this prayer before one of his evening or morning classes, it immediately reminded me of Swami Maharaj back in 1967. Krishna tadeya padapam sujapanjanantam ajaiva vichitatimana saraja hamsam prana prayana samaheka babacha pichu kansa varo anavido smaranam sudaste. That is, King Kulakshetra is praying, let the swan of my mind always wrapped around the stem of the network of your lotus feet. In other words, let me die now when I'm strong and healthy and remembering you so that I can attain your lotus feet. Because at the time of death, when all the airs in the body are discombobulated and all the pitta, vayu, they're all pulsa-pulsa, at that time when the throat is choked up with mucus, I won't be, and I'm so full of fear, I won't be able to remember you. So please let me die now remembering you. So Swami Maharaj gave us everything. He gave us all the acharyas, all the shastras, and they're also giving us him.
कि उसके प्रत्येक शिष्य ऊपर से नीचे तक सभी समझते हैं कि गुरु जी हमको बहुत प्यार करते हैं. The speciality of Gurudev, Sadgurudev is this, that all disciples from top to bottom, they think that my Gurudev loves me much more. I heard from all the disciples of Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. All used to tell that he used to love me so much. Also, I have seen our Gurudev. I used to know that Guruji loves me more than anyone. But here we are so many, still, like Nikunja, like who? Arke. Vaishnava Maharaj. Oh. They think that he used to love them more. More than me also. He used to tell, oh, Nikunja Prabhu. Oh. So, this formula also goes to Swamiji. Anyone who has came to him, whether he is disciple or not, especially if he is disciple of Swamiji, he must know that, he used to love me so much more than anyone. So his specialty was like this. Everyone. He's a smiling face, even to a child, he will try to play with a child, a smiling. And when he will be with very learned person, he will be very great. Like the president of India, then was very learned person, biggest Mayavadi, Ramakrishnan. Radha Krishna, Dr. Radha Krishna. Then he used to be very great. And cutting their all arguments, Mayavad, in a very easy way. It was very easy for them. But I know this thing, that he wanted to mix with general persons. He went to colleges, he went to very big doctors and philosophers and all, but not so much. He wanted to mix with general persons and to preach in a very general way, in very simple way, all these things. That we are mortal, every suffering, sorrow, birth and death, especially in old age, and we should try to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is Krishna. We are Christians, he used to tell. We are Christians, but what Christians? Refined or what? Real Krishna, reformed or real Christian. So, he used to tell that his office was in Bombay. His southern place is in Mayapur. And his eternal abode is in Saudi, fixed Saudi. He used to tell that there is a lame person and another is blind person. We Indian, lame person having eyes, a strong also. And Western, they are blind, knowing nothing but in spirituality. So they are blind. But they have so much money and everything. वो इस चीज को कहा करते थे कि भारतवासी जो भक्त लोग हम लोग हैं, यहाँ के लोग लंगड़े हैं, वहाँ के लोग अंधे हैं, दोनों मिलकर के हम चल सकते हैं. We can walk helping each other. Blind person can carry and lame person can come on the shoulder. And he will direct the way. So is it not true fact in all, माने संपूर्ण रूप में ये संपूर्ण रूप में नहीं है, जागतिक रूप में है. तो भी वो ठीक है. भक्त जो होता है वो लंगड़ा नहीं होता है. जो मुकुंद का भजन करता है वो किसी कारणी नहीं होता, वो किसी चीज की कमी नहीं उसमें होती है, वो संपूर्ण रूप से पूर्ण होता है. The devotees are पूर्ण. They don't need not help anything. But for material world, for preaching, wealth is also somewhat necessary. But it is not so much essential. If our heart is true, sincere, and devoted to his Lord and his Gurudev, and he is a very big, both dhrida sankalpa, well determined, then wealth and everything will come. So he was determined. He was fixed in his object. That is why he went to England, America, and very easily he caught the hearts of all devotees. He made happy two hippies. Who were hippies, he made them happy. Once he was telling that when he was in New York, on that tree and that park, and he used to begin his movement only alone in that park, sitting there on our kartal, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityana, Sri Advait Gadadhar Shivas Adi Shiva, closing his eyes. like samadhi and doing kirtan. Who is here, not here, who is hearing, not hearing, no mind. कोई भी परवाह नहीं. और हिप्पी लोग वो सब यंत्र लेकर के एक तारा और क्या क्या लेकर के उनको घेर करके रखते नित्य करते. दे यूज टू डांस व्हेन ही यूज टू सिंग एंड दे यूज टू गिव हिम वाइन. ओ वी आर वेरी हैप्पी सो यू शुड ऑल्सो टेक दिस. ही डिड नॉट हेटेड देम. And after some time, so many hippies, very young personalities, boys and girls, they came and they took initiation. And thus, in a very short time, everywhere in the world, it preached so much. So, unke sambandh mein bahut kuch kehna hai. I want to tell something more. And in the class here, after aarti, you will see it again. You should. I am requesting all to come there. Just after aarti and parikrama, we will sit there, and you will hear so many sincere and senior Vaishnavas. I think there are so many, and we will hear, and also I will also try to tell so many things. In connection, what were connection with me, and how he affected me, and how I served him. I did not serve him, he took my service. So, now, one kirtan should be done, and after that, we will go to aarti, and after, just after aarti, we should all come, and then again, we will
This Prabhu Bindu Madhav Prabhu, Rat, by mix of ten, he told that he died for us. But he never died. He should have a very strong devotees, were true devotees, can never die. Never. So he was playing a role to give some services to devotees, and he was anxious how to go to Golok Vrindavan to serve Radha and Krishna eternally. So he fulfilled the desire of his conjugal duties, and now he was trying to go there. So at that time he sent a message to me that I have heard that you have any boy who knows some message. So can you help? I at once sent Sukhananda. And at that time he was young, so energetic. He had served my Gurudev in that, so he went there and served him some days, and he fell so remedy. But after that, he went to England last time, and again he fell sick, and he returned. So he will speak something, if he remembers.
He warm cannot speak. Now, order to a worm. He cannot, worm cannot speak anything. A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami, the Maharaj, is a lotus and full of honey, and Maharaj is bee. I am a worm. How this worm can go to the lotus? That worm cannot fly, cannot collect honey. The Maharaj, the bee, always collecting honey. He is tasting all these flowers honey, collected from the world, all the flowers. Maharaj ji, but then I heard from respected Vaishnava Maharaj, he told us last year in Navadvip Dham, this worm can go to the lotus and can taste the honey. If he catch the feet of bee, dharo, jira koi dharo nitar paaye, catch the feet of the Vaishnava Guru Dev. They are collecting always to feed the nectar to that all the disciples. They want sakula tejiya, bhajo radha charane, paramo jatane. All their hearts of the Gurudev, bona fide Gurudev or Sadguru, they want every disciple to start reading every ego and I am not brahmachari or grihastha, man or man woman, this is should be this. And sad radharani. Parma jatan is bhajar adhar charane, sabala tejiya. This year, here Maharaj, Vaishnava Maharaj told, there is in a garden, a flower there, tree, and every day, bees coming and collecting honey. And there one cow grazing and left the cow dung. There created one worm. That worm cannot fly. These ask that worm, do you taste this honey? So how can I taste honey of lotus? So if you catch my feet, I can fly to the lotus. So Maharaj, this worm, I caught Maharaj's feet and fly to this that lotus of Swamiji Maharaj and passed there and tasted the honey of Swamiji Maharaj. There now I am a unliberated person. To make liberated, the mercy, to make mercy, they done the pastimes of unhappiness, suffering for Lila. So doing suffering Lila, not they announced in the paper, Swamiji Maharaj will die. Then Maharaj go with him, and Indupati Guru is the godbrother of Swamiji Maharaj, of Madhava Maharaj's disciple. Not Madhava Maharaj, Guru Bhai, godbrother, Indupati Guru. And Maharaj, he went on that ISKCON temple. And Swamiji Maharaj asked me, that, can you save me from death? So what is your trouble? So I cannot express to anybody. Nobody will understand my sickness. So, 7 days cannot take any drop of fruit or any water also. And his double honey helps me. What do you want? They use to supply Ganges water. Ganges water can cure you. I am only know the formula of applying of Ganges water. Then from Soro, from collected Ganges water, 8 liters evening. Krishna every day took bath. This time all the gopis collected from Jamuna the water and by cloth, no worm can come to the river. As given, and in the Sunday morning, take bath. So, evening time, that water comes, then brought one Ganges water to give bath of Swamiji Maharaj. 3 days giving his bath, and Maharaj take all the food. And Dharu Swami very glad. Now we will cook for him, Guruji. He will eat today, after 30 days. 30 days did not take anything. Gradually cured, and within 14 days, after 14 days, full cure, and went to celebrate the birthday ceremony of Krishna there. Now I am stopping. One second, the Sri Vaishnava, Bhutanang, Babanibu, Bhutanang.
Govinda 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 Gov murali manohar nandlala mal
govind govind gopal
krishna govind govind gopal
all the animals all the birds all the creepers and trees are waiting and telling me
krishna
govind
Pagiri Rangkala
Pili Teri Pagiri Rangkala
kiyo chamlala kiyo chamlala pili teri pani ni rang kala kiyo chamlala
Pandaji and our Kirtan party. Go Pranandi.